Again, all morning long, it's a consumer alert, advice, tips, information to help us all be more educated and informed consumers. Up next is tech guru Stuart Walpin. Stuart has been reporting, reviewing, analyzing, and writing about new technology and products for more than 30 years. It's our pleasure to welcome Stuart Walpin to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you, Stuart?
I'm fine, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you are just back from this big international tech convention, and I'm sure you saw some really new cutting-edge technology.
I certainly did. It was the IFA show held annually in Berlin. It's the largest consumer electronics show in Europe, and it's been going on since the 1920s.
Now, earlier this week, Stuart, the new iPhones were introduced. What new features are available on the new iPhones? What is pricing like? And what should our listeners know about these new phones?
Well, what we know about the phones is that their biggest features on both the phones are much improved cameras with greater optical zooms. I believe the iPhone 11 has a 2x zoom, and the iPhone Pro and the Pro Max, the iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max both have 4x zoom. They both have settings that have almost panoramic views, ultra-wide, 120-degree views. They give you almost panoramic view of what you're shooting.
All right. And so what do we know about pricing? I think that they learned a lot about their pricing. Is that not right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you also have to understand the pricing also has to do with politics and the tariff and the trade wars. So a lot of that goes into. And the other thing you also have to understand that Apple does consider itself a premium phone maker. It's not playing the same kind of low price game that some of the lower priced Android phone makers play. So the iPhone 11, the plain iPhone 11, is a $700 phone, starts at $700 for the 64 gigabyte version, and the iPhone 11 Pro starts at, I believe, $999, and the iPhone Pro Max, which is a 6.5 inch screen, starts at $1,100.
All right, good. So what should our consumers know when they're thinking about making a decision to purchase something like a new tablet or a new pad? What should they consider? What should they know?
Well, one of the things that Apple did introduce that seems to have flown under the radar is a new iPad. And you were talking about price. They introduced a new iPad. The old iPads traditionally had a 9.7-inch screen. Apple introduced at the same press conference as the new iPhones a new 7th generation iPad with a 10.2-inch screen. So it's a half inch larger. It's a much denser display, so it will display type and text a lot more finely. The pricing starts at $329.
Wow, look at that. That's a big improvement.
Right. I think that is somewhat flown under the radar. Now, it does have an older processing chip in it, but for most people, they're not going to notice anything. So if you're looking for a new tablet, the new iPad is very affordable.
What's the best way for consumers to educate themselves? You know, a lot of people are intimidated by technology. What's the best way if you're thinking about buying a new phone, whether it's an iPhone or whatever phone, an Android or whatever, a new tablet, or even a new TV, what's the best way to educate yourself as a consumer?
You know, we talk about being the golden age of television. In a lot of ways, we're in the golden age of information, especially for consumer electronics. There are myriad websites that do reviews and who explain all of these things. So there is plenty of information out there, including stuff that I write. There are websites such as CNET and The Verge and Digital Trends. And, I mean, when I go to these shows, I am surrounded by fellow consumer electronics reviewers and reporters. The other thing that you might think about is there is in every social group, there is one guy like me, you know, who's a nerd who really pays attention to this stuff. And that's always a really good source. If you know somebody who really pays attention, that you can get their advice from. The worst thing that you can do is buy something, then ask the nerd if you made the right decision. You should always ask the nerd first before you go into the store.
So, Stuart, finally, what's the best way to get the best deals on gadgets like iPhones, smartphones, tablets, computers, and pads?
Well, that's a good question. Comparative shop. Again, the internet is a great leveler for this sort of thing. And between going to your local retailer, which has now become much more competitive with online sites such as Amazon, so there is a lot of places where you can do your price comparisons online as well as in person. The one thing that you have to look out for is a lot of retailers, both online and in the real world, will offer price guarantees. If you find this product cheaper someplace else, we'll give you your money back or we'll pay you the difference, that sort of thing. One thing that you have to understand, that a lot of manufacturers and a lot of retailers make specific products for that retailer. So you will be unable to find that exact model number at one place and then another place. So you want to be aware that when you are looking for prices and you see two items that look identical but have different model numbers, just slightly different, they're probably the same product, simply numbered differently, so the retailer doesn't have to worry about price matching.
Look at that. Good insight there. Stuart, if our listeners would like to find out more about you, how can they find out more about you?
Well, I have a website where you can see most of my scribblings, and that's at stuartwalpin.com.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much, Stuart. Thanks for taking time to talk to us.
My pleasure, Rodney.
We've been speaking to tech guru Stuart Walpin.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.
And again, it's our Consumer Alert edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. All morning long, advice, tips, and information to help us all be more educated and informed consumers.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.